The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Leo Enright is with me, the space commentator and former chair of the Irish Government's Science Awareness Programme. Leo, we're going back to the moon. Almost, is that right?
Well, maybe. Yeah, I know. I mean, it will happen, Kieran. The big question is, will the Chinese get there before the Americans? And my guess is they will. But the reality also, Kieran, we were just, before we came on air, talking about politics. And, you know, the power behind, you know, the power you need to get astronauts to the moon is politics.
Yes.
And so all these announcements this week by NASA about their plans to send astronauts looping around the moon, they're not going to land, they'll just go around it. All that is happening 2 weeks before a critical vote in Congress, where there is a battle royal between Donald Trump, who wants to kill everything.
Yes.
And the Congress, including Republicans, who want to save everything. So the two budgets for the space program in America, they couldn't be more different.
Yeah, I'm reminded when you say that about the political power needed of the great promise from JFK, you know, that by this day, when this decade is out, you know, we'll have put a man on the moon. So this is about sending a signal to Donald Trump, or making it impossible, I guess, is the hope that Donald Trump and his supporters to cut the funding to the space program if there's this space fervor, because US astronauts have been not quite back to the moon, but have orbited the moon. Is that it?
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was extraordinary. The press conference, we had the last press conference today, just a couple of hours ago,
yeah,
where the crew, gave their show and tell, and they're lovely people. And I know a couple of them. Garrett Reisman, the commander, is an outstanding individual, a very, very good guy. And, they're one of the crew particularly is a very cool guy. But it was quite extraordinary, because these are the press conferences you would normally hold 2 or 3 weeks before launch.
Okay.
And yet we're 6 months away from what they're saying will be the launch date for this mission. So it's clearly designed as a message to Capitol Hill.
From a technical point of view, is it complicated what they're doing, or is this relatively straightforward?
It's really, I don't know, it's a bit of a meh, honestly. If you've lived through, as I did, now I'm an oldie, if you've lived through the Apollo program, they're not even doing what they did, the Americans did on Apollo 8, which was their first mission, where they went into orbit around the moon, about 60 kilometres above the moon for 3 days around Christmas. It was famous. Mission. This time, they're going to loop around them. They're not even going to go into orbit around the moon.
Okay.
They're going to loop around the moon, and they're going to be between 5 and 10,000 kilometres.
So they're just slingshotting around the moon and coming back again.
Exactly. They're testing the system. Admittedly, that has to be done.
Yeah.
But it's kind of meh from a, you know, public point of view.
So they're talking about then a lunar landing in 2027, possibly. Oh, wow. Okay.
Give me another one. That is not going to happen.
That's part of the politics here, maybe. You know,
exactly.
Get people excited, make it impossible to cut the budget. Not only have we gone back around the moon, but we're going to be back on the surface in a couple of years' time.
Exactly. No, it's not going to happen.
When are the Chinese going to get there?
I think they will be there before 2030. I think the Americans will be lucky to get there by 2033. Now, look, I want to be clear. I mean, the Americans, even today at the press conference, talked about the new space race between China and America. I personally think the Americans need to calm down.
Mm.
They need to think the long game. That if they can develop a system, I'm not even sure that Elon Musk will ultimately be in the mix. I don't think his rocket ship is going to work. That's my personal view. And I've been wrong about him before. But if they take the long view, they will get what they really want, which is a permanent presence on the moon at the South Pole. They could do that if they take their time and don't panic. But the Chinese are determined. They are. This is local politics for China, because the economy is struggling. The middle classes are struggling. And it's quite clear that the leadership has said, OK, they don't do circuses and bread nowadays. They do space programs.
Well, here's one text to wrap things up. I love Leo Enright. He's like the David Attenborough of outer space. There you are, Leo. Praise indeed. Listen, great to talk to you. Leo Enright, space commentator, former chair of the Irish government's science awareness programme.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.